Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, turn our dial up, turn our dial up, turn our dial up. It's coming on, it's coming on.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Let's talk. Let's talk.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Let's talk, let's talk, let's talk, let's talk, let's talk. Let's talk.
Yeah, this is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3 this Friday evening. It's TGIF, and thank God it's Friday. And hey, we're back on the air with you, and hey, we miss you just as much as you've missed us. Hey, but keep that dial tuning, because tonight we got a very interesting program for you. We got an interview with LIB recording artist and musical ambassador, Black Diamond. Yeah, rival Black Diamond Bumble. So, hey, keep that dial tuning, because Black Diamond is going to be on live tonight.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio. 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10 o'clock on the radio.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck. Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck, with your host Bismarck.
Yeah, this is your host Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3, and you're listening to the program Let's Talk. Our first portion starts at 10 o'clock and ends at 10:59, and the second portion of the program starts at 11 o'clock, the after party and the call out. So, hey, keep that dial tuning, because you're tuning to the right station, and this is your favorite host, Bismarck, right here on Radio Talk 101.3. The number is 1-917-889-2678. You can call in to holler at your boy, or you can call in to send a request out to a friend or family. Or you can call in when LIB recording artist and musical ambassador Black Diamond is on. You can call in to shout out at Black Diamond, or, you know, ask a question, or just get in contact. Hey, this is Bismarck right here on your radio, and this Friday night. Hey, we ain't going to waste no time. Let's get right into the program right now. And we're going to get into the first song by Black Diamond, LIB recording artist, the song Congratulations.
Yeah, baby.
Bell on everybody, bell, 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 bell,
Diamond with the song Congratulations, yeah. It's TGIF, it's Thank God It's Friday, and we're right here on Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Keep that dial tuned in, because tonight we got LIB recording artist and musical ambassador coming on for an interview, Black Diamond. Black Diamond is going to be live on Radio Talk 101.3 tonight, so keep that dial tuned in. The number is 1-917-889-2678. You can call in to holler at your boy. You can call in when Black Diamond is on. Hey, keep that dial tuned in, because we're going to keep it coming. Let's get into something else by Black Diamond, the song, Why Should I Wait?
I wish that the world could have one understanding. Preachers, politicians, and ministers. Make the world a better place for the children. This one is for Black Diamond.
Say Lord, say Jah. Say Lord, hey Allah. Say Lord, say Jah. Say Lord, hey Allah. This world is so evil, going astray. One man won't see it all. Don't care about next in line. All they want to do is live for themselves. Give our this day, Lord, our daily bread. Send down your rain, your holy rain. Let your people drink so that we can live. Melting, feeling so blessed. I and I fighting for my people, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When my people are suffering,
when my people are suffering,
when my people are dying,
wake up and now,
when
my children are crying. Yeah, treat up my people like human beings. Treat up my children like you treat yourself. We are marching for what is right. We are standing for the truth. Yeah, see me some man, open your door. Turn on your light.
Why should I wait?
Why should I wait?
Why should I wait?
Wake up, say nothing.
Why should I wait?
Oh Lord,
when my children are crying,
help
LIB recording artist Black Diamond with the song Why Should I Wait. You're listening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck. Let's get into something else by the song Kakaleka. Right here, Radio Talk 101.3.
This is your captain, Black Diamond. Greetings from the United States of me. You were 90 Bolt Flight 542 LIB. I'm going to take you way back, back to the day, the days of the old. Come on.
This is a song to all Iberians, the young and old, all around the world. Be proud of who you are and dance to the song. Go down the low, got your money in your lap. When you think, cause it's gonna be some dancing, yeah.
tune in to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Bismarck is on the radio right now.
Yeah, you just got to be listening to the song Kaka Leka by LIB recording artist Black Diamond. Yeah, Black Diamond is going to be on live on Radio Talk 101.3 for an interview with Bismarck, your favorite host, right? In a little while, so keep that dial tuned in because it's going to be live right here on Radio Talk 101.3. And the number is 1-917-892-6-7-8. You can call in to holler at your boy or call in to send a request out to a friend or family. It's Bismarck right here on your radio. It's about 22 minutes down, 10 o'clock, and we're still riding. Keep that dial tuned in. Let's get into something now by LIB recording artist, Die. Recording artist Daha. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Let's get into something now by LIB recording artist Jody. The song Love.
What up, world? It's Jody. And I want to welcome y'all to Africa right about now.
You said I hear the love, girl.
In the African club, that is how we do.
Jody with the song Love You. You're listening to Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. I told you we're going to be having, tonight we're going to be doing an interview with LIB recording artist Black Diamond. So keep that dial tuned in because Black Diamond was so beyond. Let's get into something again by Black Diamond, the song Congratulations.
Yeah.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Bismarck is on the radio right now.
Yeah, Bismarck is on your radio right now on Radio Talk 101.3. That was the song Congratulations by LIB Recording Artists and Musical Ambassador, Black Diamond. We got Black Diamond here with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Black Diamond, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. Good evening, Bismarck. I'm doing fine. Just excited to be on your show tonight.
We're excited to have you, too, man. We appreciate you taking the time in your busy schedule to make time for this interview.
No problem, at any time.
Well, let's get right into it. Before we get into the conversation, why don't you introduce yourself to the world?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, listening tonight on our Radio Talk 101.3, you know, you're live with your boy, Black Diamond, originally from Liberia, West Africa, you know, born in Vangeman City. Basically do, you know, reggae, you know, afro, you know, pop kind of music. So I've been doing this for like since 1999. I actually started recording, and I did my first recording in 2003.
Okay. Okay, and according to your bio, you developed your love for music at an early age during the summer in 2001, right?
Yeah. Basically, like I actually started writing in the last year, my last year in school, in high school, which was like 99, and. I later recorded my first album called One Love. You know, that's the album that Foxy Lady came from, and that album was recorded in 2003, and that was right after my grandmother had passed away.
Okay, our sympathy.
Thank you.
But let me ask you, since you started recording as an artist, especially when you started, that was during the Liberian crisis. How did you find it as a librarian recording artist trying to make it in the music industry?
Well, I mean, at the time, you know, I actually found my inspiration through some of the experiences that I had during the Civil War. And then when I came over here, you know, listened to artists like Bob Marley, you know, Lucky Doobie, you know, I actually got caught up into writing music. The first time I started writing, you know, I tried to rap. You know, but then I kind of figured out, you know, that wasn't my thing, so I kind of switched back up to reggae. Well, I mean, you know, the initial plan wasn't, you know, to like, you know, trying to make money out of it. It was just something to do for fun because I just love singing, and I kind of found comfort in singing at the time because I was going through so much, you know. So music basically became my best friend at the time.
Right. Like we said, music is a universal language. Speaking about your inspiration that kind of, you know, guided you through music and helped you to find your pathway, you got a song called Rasta, Rest in Peace, about Lucky Doobie, one of your idols. What inspired you to write this song?
Well, the song Rasta, Rest in Peace, which is a tribute to Africa's legend, you know, Africa, you know, greatest reggae artist, Lucky Doobie. You know, at the time when I got the news that Doobie, you know, was dead, you know, when he got shot, I mean, I was torn apart because even during the 1990s, you know, in the heat of the Civil War, you know, like Lucky Doobie was all over Liberia, you know, and that's when I started listening to him because I think the first time I heard Lucky Doobie's song was the song had came from Sierra Leone, you know, into Liberia. So,
right.
You know, yeah, when I heard the death of Lucky Doobie, it hit me so hard because, you know, that's somebody that I kind of look up to, you know, whenever I was going through my times, you know, I mean, I was turned out, you know, Lucky Doobie, and just, you know, I mean, I just felt relaxed. So I basically, like, I came out with that, and it's a message in the song, which is just telling everybody, you know, it's a message to the president, you know, that we have to do something about the crimes in the community, you know, because we can't afford to see good people, you know, like, losing their lives, you know, just to, like, you know, I mean, over, you know, people want, like, you know, I mean, commit crimes and stuff in the community. So I'm just calling for a safer community, I mean, and within that song.
Yeah, we appreciate that, and that is needed from, you know, from all the recording artists, you know. Positive imaging is very important, especially in our days, you know, looking at the situation of Liberia and the period of Liberia right now. You know, Liberia is heading towards an election, and there are so many candidates, and the political rhetoric in Liberia right now is I can't say exactly. To me, it's kind of unbalanced and kind of chaotic right now. But what would you say to the young generation in Liberia that are preparing to exercise their rights to vote for the next Liberian leader? What would you say to them? Because, you know, some people are voting on popularity. Some people are voting because of wealth. Some people are voting on a fear. But what would you say to the young generation, looking at the climate in the world today? There's protests in every country now, you know, about leadership. What would you say to the young Liberians?
Well, number one, you know, it's something that you just said, you know, some people are voting out of fear, you know, and some are doing it because, you know, this person is popular. As you can recall, I did a song for congratulation, and that was for Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, because there was, at the time she won the election, I think there was a moment to be proud of, as every Liberian. It didn't matter, you know, what tribe you was from, or, you know, where you was, I mean, where you was living, just for Ellen Johnson Sirleaf being the first female president, you know, of Liberia, and being a nation coming out of the Civil War, you know. I mean, I went ahead and did that track. But my message to the youth of today is, I mean, would be just, you know, follow your heart. You know, I mean, look around you, because you have some candidates that are just coming, they, you know, from out of nowhere. You know, they're going to promise a lot of things, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, you know. I mean, you just have to just make sure that you are voting for the right, you know, for the right person. Because you can't, don't think about it just today, you know, think about tomorrow. Well, I mean, what that person going to be able to do for, you know, for the country. You know, we know Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is doing a good job, and Liberia is actually rebounding faster, you know, than most African countries that's been through civil war. So my thing would be, you know, just be careful, you know, go out there, you know, register to vote, you know, and just do the right thing. Don't just vote for anybody just, you know, because they're popular.
Right, right. That's a positive message. And to all the Liberians in Liberia and around the world, those who are thinking about exercising their rights to vote, you heard it here live on Radio Talk 101.3 from one of Liberia's prolific recording artists and musical ambassador, Black Diamond. Black Diamond is going to be with us for a little while. Black Diamond, we want to get into one of your songs that you just spoke about, the song called Rasta Rest in Peace, in memory of Lucky Doobie. So, ladies and gentlemen, keep that dial tuned in, because we still got Black Diamond with us. He's going to be with us for a minute. We want to dabble into one of his songs now, the one he just spoke about called Rasta Rest in Peace, one of his idols. He did the song in memory of Lucky Doobie. Let's get into the song, Rasta Rest in Peace.
Oh yeah, play your own. Here we come again. Mr. children in the world. Oh Lord, gotta do something about the crime in your community. Oh my TJ, Mr. President, do something about this problem, yeah.
Why we say, tired you see the Rastafarians dying in the world. That they have a message for the people living in the world. Don't keep messing with the Rastafarians, cause they on our souls.
We are chosen, God judge them for the message to bring. We are the spread the world so the people can know the truth. They don't really care about the helpless people, but I know they don't really care about the poor. But the people dying every day, why? If we can come together as one, they will be fine. Oh, Jesus, yeah, save us.
Come on, people.
I'd be recording artist and musical ambassador, prolific artist with the song Rasta, Rest in Peace, Memory to Lucky Doobie. That was a song by LIB recording artist Black Diamond. Yeah, Black Diamond, I like that geek, man. I like that geek. That was a very good one you did for Lucky Doobie, man. You know, I like that song, Black Diamond. I like that song.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, and let me ask you something, Black Diamond. You know, there's a kind of disconnect between the Liberian recording artists. And to say this, it kind of originated from the Liberian culture, per se. You know, the Liberians, you know, seem to have a problem with supporting their own. You know, supporting their own artists, you know, their own businesses and whatnot. And it seemed like there's a kind of, you know, divide among the Liberian recording artists. I mean, you artists are preaching the message of peace and unity to the younger generation and the other Liberian artists in Liberia that haven't had the privileges that you guys have had. So, I mean, being a prolific artist, preaching the message of unity and all of that, don't you think you guys should be practicing what you preach and setting an example for those you are preaching the message to? And how can you guys work it out that will somehow bring unity amongst you all as Liberian recording artists and, you know, further that notion amongst Liberians to support their own?
Well, to start with that, I would like to shine some light as far as, like, the relationship between the Liberian artists, you know, and the Liberian people, you know. I think now things are picking up a little bit as far as, like, you know, Liberians, you know, getting involved with their own music, you know, and supporting their own artists, you know. But we still have more work to do. I think it's a lot of difference between those of us that live here and those of us that people that live back in Liberia. Because in Liberia, I think there's more support for Liberian music, you know, compared to we that are living in America. Because I think a lot of people nowadays, you know, they figure, you know, where America is a land of equalizer, you know, so, you know, what kind of music is that guy doing, you know, or, you know, what is he singing? You know, so most of them would rather listen to a foreign, you know, songs like Nigerian song, Ghanaian song, than to listen to their own.
Right.
As you notice when you go to parties, you know, nowadays you barely hear Liberian music playing. So
Right.
I was on the phone with one of my boys yesterday, true story, man. We was talking about some of those things. And the way we're going to tackle some of those issues is, number one, we're going to have to come together as artists, you know, so that we can be on one accord, you know, and the way that we can't just let people take advantage of us, you know, because sometimes people call you, you know, to perform, but they don't want to pay you. So as long as we're the artists communicating, you know, we are, you know, I mean, on the same page, you know, we trying to, like, you know, as, do music where we can feature, you know, one another, because everybody got, you know, have the fan base. So, and I think me going to Liberia, those are something, you know, some things that I'll be working on, you know. That's one of my main aims as far as bringing Liberian artists together, because I think it had to start with the artists first.
Right, right. Because you got to practice what you preach, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And in light of that, you know, I think it's about time that, you know, the Liberian populace try to support their own. Unlike the Nigerians, the Ivorians, the Sierra Leoneans, the Guineans, they support their own acts, you know.
Definitely.
A theater, you know, music hall. I mean, they turn out in numbers and support their own. So, I mean, you know, big ups to all the Liberian recording artists for their hard work and dedication to their craft, you know, trying to keep it alive, you know, promoting Liberia. But, you know, there was this award program, the Liberian Entertainment Award, and that was supposed to award Liberian artists in different forms, I think. And we kind of somehow covered it, and there were a lot of feedbacks from artists and attendants to the award program. What's your feedback about this program that just passed?
Well, I mean, my feedback on that program.
Because we saw you out there too.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, I would like to say it's a brilliant idea. You know, with the Liberian Entertainment Awards, you know, coming out with something like that, you know, like an award show, you know, where Liberians can go, you know, and like kind of like, you know, bound together, you know, I mean, rewarding people, you know, for their hard work. But I think the organizing committee, you know, and we as a people, there's still a lot of work to be done. I was at the award, you know, though I wasn't nominated, you know, I wasn't nominated for any award this year, you know, but I had to go there to back up two of my friends that were performing. I must say, and I think I talked to some of the organizers, you know, of the Liberian Entertainment Award, you know, on the committee. As far as, like, this selection process, you know, the nomination process, I think it has to be worked out, you know. I mean, I think something has to be done about it, because the reason I'm saying this, Bismarck, is, like, I can be the artist that's been doing my thing for like 5, 6, 7 years, you know, and you have somebody that just, you know, out there doing something in the background. Now, the way the nomination process is, if that person knows a lot of people than, you know, than I do, then definitely they're going to get that, you know, nomination, right? That's number one.
Okay.
And then the voting process, if I have access to a lot of computers, I alone can just sit over here and vote and vote and vote, and I end up winning that category. So it comes out to you seeing a lot of people that coming out of that place, you know, with something that they are given that people don't even know about, you know, and some of them, I don't want to say the word, you know, I mean, I love people, you know, but, I mean, how would you feel you go to an award and they call somebody a name and nobody in the crowd better know that person, you know, so I think it should be well-deserving Liberians that are working, artists, you know, producers, talk show hosts, DJs, you know, those that are working, get a committee, you know. I mean, don't come together to do those selections. But if you leave it in the open, it's going to be a problem. And like I told them, you have to be careful what you do, even though it's your event, but it's Liberia attached to it. So tomorrow you might be held accountable, you know, for what's going on now. You know?
Right. Yeah, because, you know, we covered the program and, you know, we saw a lot that went on, you know. And, speaking about Liberian Awards, you know, we were kind of speaking to the committee in regards to the Liberian Music Awards, and just to kind of slide it in there, we heard about you, you know, one of the nominees, you know, of the Librarian Music Award, and that is coming up soon, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, we were kind of chit-chatting with these cats, and they were telling us about the Librarian Music Award because we were kind of, you know, wanting to know about these Librarian programs awarding Librarian recording artists, you know, to, you know, to somehow appreciate them for their hard work and dedication, you know, and to present them to the world, you know, to recognize them, you know, internationally.
Yes.
And, you know, I see you're a member of the Librarian Music Award also because, you know, they kind of showed us the Librarian Music Award page and all of that, and we saw your membership there. You're one of the members. And, you know, their page, one thing I realized about the Librarian Music Award is that the Librarian Music Award page is restricted to only Librarian recording artists. And that is a very good thing, you know?
Yeah.
And it gives them an avenue where the Librarian recording artists can come together and somehow, you know, communicate with one another, you know, and get feedback. But what he said was the problem was that, you know, the response from some of the artists, you know, they are good response from some, and they're not getting the response of the others, and they are trying to get the involvement of all.
Yeah.
So you, as a Librarian recording artist and a member of the Librarian Music Award, you were just a part of the Librarian Entertainment Award also. And
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, you were also part of it last year, right?
Yeah. I participated.
Yeah, you were somehow nominated,
year,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Looking at the Librarian Music Award, because the Librarian Music Award is the direct copy of the original Librarian Music Award that was held in Liberia April 28, 1990 in Liberia.
Okay.
And this is just a continuation.
Okay.
And it was first patronized by Dr. Samuel Kyan Doe, who was president of Liberia at that time.
All right.
And now it's being patronized by the president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. So, I mean, you as a member of these Librarian Music Award programs, and we also heard of the Librarian Hip Hop Award, you know, another branch of Librarian Music. You know, Librarian Music is so versatile now. You
definitely
know, it's no more contained. It has branched off. How can you as a Librarian artist, you know, bring the other Librarian artists together and, you know, somehow explain to them or get them aware of the importance of these activities, you know, that are geared towards awarding Librarian recording artists for their hard work and dedication. You know, everything starts somewhere. You know, there's a beginning and then it blows up. You know, but it all depends on dedication and hard work, you know.
Yeah.
So you as a Librarian recording artist and member of the Librarian Music Award, and how can you, because I come back again to how can you bring the Librarian artists together to represent one goal and make it the biggest and international?
And speaking on that,
you know,
I'm
not cutting you off, Black Diamond, because the Librarian Music Award is basically for Librarian recording artists. It's awarding Librarian musicians, Librarian recording musicians, okay, producers, artists, bands, you know, trios and all of that, videographer, you know, choreographer and all of that. So how can you energize this body to speak as one?
All right, Bismarck, as far as like the Librarian Music Award, I remember I went on the site and I registered to be you know, part of that group. But you know, it's like it came a time that, you know, I myself was kind of confused because, you know, you have, you know, like you said, it's Librarian Hip Hop Awards, you know, and then you had it was another award that was on Facebook. I forgot the name. And then you had the Librarian Entertainment Award, and then you had the Librarian Music Award. So at the time, I mean, I was so occupied doing other things, you know. But, I mean, it's good that you brought this up tonight, because now I'm kind of going back. I'm like, okay, I think this is where we're supposed to be, you know. Because you had the Liberian War, you know, but when you say Liberian Music War, you know, that should be our grassroots. So,
exactly. I mean,
yeah. So after tonight, I'm, you know, rest assured, you know, that I will definitely follow up on that and try to get my fellow artists, you know, involved. Because, I mean, I don't like to speak of myself, but I think, you know, a lot of my fellow artists out there, you know, have, you know, the respect for me in the same way that I respect them. So when I talk to them, some, you know, a lot of them listen, you know, because most of them look up to me, you know, as somebody that's been
right
out there doing my thing, you know, in the community, and, you know, people know or familiar with. So I think somebody has to take the lead. So if I'm in that position, I'll definitely go ahead and follow up on that, you know. But, I mean, trust me, you know, you're going to see a difference, you know. I mean, it's not a problem, it's a guarantee, and I would definitely go ahead and do that, you know, so we can get this thing kicking and going.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And if I may interject, and if I can recall, we've kind of been following you as an artist. You know, we follow all the Liberian artists. You know, we're one station that try to promote Liberian and African artists. 90% of our show, you know.
Yeah.
And and most especially the Liberian recording artists, and we've been following you. And if I can recall, you some time ago did a kind of concert in the Carolinas where you featured a couple of Liberian recording artists, right?
Yes. That was actually you go ahead.
And you know, I know it's hard sometimes to work with some people. You know, there will be difficulties along the way. You know, you won't right away have the meeting of minds. But you know, through your dedication and your persuasion, you know, and you got to look at the bigger goal. You know, the bigger goal. You know, yeah. What you guys are all working towards. And they say, united we stand, divided we fall. You know, and I mean, we've seen you doing these things, you know, and it's good. It's good. But, you know, how can we, you know, we are trying to help in whichever way we can, you know.
Yeah.
But how can we all do this and make it bigger than what it is, you know? Because we're trying to work along with the Liberian Music Award, you know, and also the Liberian Hip Hop Award. We try to work along with any Liberian organization that is geared towards progress, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, especially you guys are the voices of Liberia. You guys are the ambassadors of Liberia. You know, you guys bring attention to the situations in Liberia. You guys bring attention to the conditions in Liberia. You guys speak to the world about Liberia. You guys cry for Liberia. So your voices are very important, you know, and if you guys can collectively bring it together and stand as one and speak to the world, man, what a great force that would be, Black Diamond.
Definitely. It's like going back to the show that I had in August. It was called the First Annual Liberian Artist Summer Fest. You know, just like
right.
You have the like you have the reggae artists come together every summer and have the shows, you know, do tours. You know, this the idea I'm trying to bring, you know, among the Liberian artists. Well, somewhere every year we can meet, you know, and just, you know, I mean, do a show, perform. And to me, the reason behind that was actually to raise funds to be able to go back home, help, you know, kids back home, help, you know, pay, like, scholarships, you know, for students, you know, supply,
right.
you know, students for a book, you know, like educational material. You know, I mean, the first one was a good turnout, although financially, you know, we did not get, you know, the amount that we was, you know, looking at, you know. So it was like a... It wasn't a win-win situation. I mean, it wasn't like a love-love situation, you know what I mean? But I think it was something positive because most of the artists that I called on actually show up, you know, at the show. So we're going to continue this, you know, every year. And I don't have no problem with, you know, other people joining, because actually my idea is, like, you know, every year we take it to a different state. You know? Like last year it was in North Carolina last year, you know, but we're probably going to do it again somewhere in North Carolina. It might not be in Salisbury, you know, but we're going to do it here again just for the simple fact that it's just started, you know. So we want for everybody to get into it, and then we can start moving it around, you know. I think it's time that we, Librarian Artists, you know, start working together, you know, because, I mean, like they have the Entertainment Award. I mean, I can go out and say, well, I wanted to have another Entertainment Award, you know. I mean, I'm an artist, but at the same time, if somebody, if nobody's doing it, you know, I want to step up to the plate and be the one to introduce it so everybody else can, you know, kind of follow through, you know, and we can just go and do this, you know, as one people.
Right. Right, right. You know, it's all about positivity, you know what I'm saying? It's all about positivity. And let's find out about your tours. What do you have in the making? Are you planning any tour soon? We got a rumor that you'll be going to Liberia real soon.
Yes, I have a trip that's planned for next month. I should be leaving from here on the 19th of March. We have several shows just being lined up because, you know, we have the music playing on the radio stations. And I will be going along with one of my boys. He's a DJ, you know, DJ Mix from Charlotte, North Carolina. We have a show that's being scheduled at Bernard Beach. And another one is scheduled at a club, Club Embassy in Liberia. And also, we're going to have another one at a Spoke Commission. And besides that, it's another concert, you know, that this is the first time they're going to have it in Liberia, but it's going to be done every year, you know. It's by a Nigerian businessman. They're trying to introduce, like, a skincare, you know, product in Liberia. So it's like a competition, you know.
Okay,
where, like,
that's,
you know,
great.
Yeah, you know, we had one in ours, the first place prize is like $1,000, you know, second place is $700. So I would be performing on that concert also. And besides that, I'm heading back to Van Jemen City, you know, in Lofa County. You know, I'm organizing a 2-day Youth for Peace soccer tournament, which I already have the trophies, you know, and everything, you know, some of those things on hold. And then in August, the first weekend of August, I will be performing at the Akana Fest in Philadelphia. You know, you have more than 5,000 people attending every year to host that event. So those are some of the things. And also we're looking at July, because I work with a Rising Gate Studio out of Detroit, Michigan. I just talked to one of my producers, Say Boy, tonight, and we also planning on going back in July, you know, I mean, try to, like, you know, come up with a big concert, you know. So we actually have a lot of stuff in store. You know, and with my management in Next Vision Entertainment, you know, it's a lot of stuff we got planned for this summer, so. I mean, I think things are starting to pick up, and you know, you should be looking forward to, you know, Black Diamond, Next Vision Entertainment, and the Rising Gear Studio, you know, coming out with some big things, you know. But at the same time, we're doing that, you know. Yeah, I'm not leaving my fellow artists behind. You know, I always got that, you know, on mind, you know. It's, every time I don't know some of those things.
That's great. That's great, Black Diamond. That's great. That's what I'm talking about, you know, positivity. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard it from Black Diamond. Tour dates, tour places. You make sure you check Black Diamond out, because it's always live when he's around. LIB recording artist, a prolific recording artist, and a musical ambassador, Black Diamond. He's going to be touring Liberia and the United States, so make sure you check in to find the details on the calendar. It's going to be live and it's going to be heavy. You're going to have the best in Liberian music from Black Diamond. Stay tuned, because we're going to be talking with Black Diamond a little more, but let's get into something now from Black Diamond, the song Kakalika, right here on Radio Talk 101.3.
This is your captain, Black Diamond. Greetings from the United States of me. You were 9-4 flight 542 LIB. I'm going to take you way back to the days of the old. Come on!
This is a song to all Liberians, the young and old, all around the world. Be proud of who you are and dance to the song. Pull down the load, got your money in your lap. When you think of it, there's going to be some dancing, yeah. Ka-ka-ne, ka-ka-ka-ne, ka-ka-ne, 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 ka our tradition. I dance because I represent my county. If you don't like it, go and eat your bread. Clear the snow for the puppet today. Young boy just arrived. Today will be Kakaleka.
Kakaleka by LIB recording artist Black Diamond. We got Black Diamond live right here in Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck. You're listening to your favorite station, Radio Talk 101.3. The number is 1-917-889-2678. You can call in to holler at your boy, or you can call in to send a request out to a friend or a family, or you can call in to shout out a shout at Black Diamond. You're listening to your favorite host right here on Radio Talk 101.3. And we've got Black Diamond still here with us. Black Diamond, the song Kakaleka that we just played, is it from a new album or from the old album?
Yeah, Kakaleka is from the new album, the album My Africa, which was released in September of 2009.
Okay, and for our audience that is wondering, what do you mean by Kakaleka? Would you mind explaining the song to them?
Well, Kakaleka, you know, I know you coming from Liberia, you know, I think, you know, I don't want to, like, you know, get the information wrong, but, you know, mostly I think that came from the Bassa side, you know. But, you know, right. Like, if you was in Liberia, you know, as a little child, you know, those are songs that we sang, you know, I mean, like, you know, on the playground, you know, and stuff like that.
Right.
So, yeah, and what I actually did with this song is I dedicated this song to most of our, artists that was, you know, that's been in the game, you know, for a while.
Because I heard Tecumseh Robbers.
Yeah, yeah, you know, the legends of Liberian music, Tecumseh Robbers, Zay Titi, Cesar Gato, Fatou Givla, and all those people, you know, and those are things that I do, you know. I want to pay respect to the people that came before me, you know, I mean.
Yeah.
So that's basically what Kakalika was about.
That's what's up, that's what's up. It's always good to remember the others, you know. I said big ups to Tikman, the late Tikman Nimle, and the Blankenship Man of Africa. You know, I like giving props to people, you know, while they're alive. You know, I want to give big ups to one of LIB biggest recording producer, Tony Cabadere. You know, big ups to Tony Cabadere from Bismarck and Radio Talk 101.3. And Black Diamond. So what's new in the pipeline? What are the projects you got on hand right now?
Well, before I get into the music part, once I get to Liberia, I just spoke with my boy, Morris, you know, of Afro Music Video. We're going to be doing some music videos, you know, from music, you know, on the new album, Africa. So we're just trying to, you know, push things ahead right now, you know, because the music is getting better, the videos are getting better, so we're just trying to take a positive step, you know, towards the direction. I'm also working on a new album. You know, hopefully, it will be ready by this, because I actually want this album to be released in Liberia before coming on, before they can come over here. And the title of the album right now is pretty much like, you know, Blackout. And hopefully, maybe it might change, you know, but that's what I'm going with right now.
Okay.
I already have like two tracks, you know, that I already recorded. One of them, you know, it's a dedication to all the grandmothers, you know, because, you know, you all have, like, you know, songs for the mothers and stuff, you know, and the grandmothers do a lot of work, you know, I mean, in the back, you know, they all like their own songs.
True that.
So,
true that.
You know, I mean, it's a really nice song, you know, we stay working on it, it's not complete a year. And then another one is called My Lover, so, and you know, you're gonna see a difference on this album, because this is not just going to be an album pertaining to Liberian people, you know. Like we said earlier, music has no boundary, you know. It's a universal language. So we're trying to reach out to everybody. If a Jamaican person listens to it, they can identify. If an American person listens to it, they can identify, you know. So
that's
what reach out. We're trying to close up.
That's what's up. And don't forget, Black, when you drop that new album, make sure we get the first copy so that we can put it down here on Radio Talk 101.3. And make sure you come back for another interview, for the dropping of the new album.
So are we talking about the premiere on Bismarck Radio?
Yeah, why not? Why
okay.
not?
All right. Okay.
Why
we can make
not?
It happen.
Yeah, I mean, we're down with that, you know.
Okay. Word
so
premiere.
I mean,
okay.
we got you on that, and the public got you on that. They heard you right here live on Radio Talk 101.3, so you got to live up to it.
Definitely.
So Black, before you get out of here, first of all, I want to say we appreciate your presence, and we know you had to take off time from your busy schedule, you know, in the studio and other places, and we want to thank you and congratulate you on your hard work and dedication to your craft music and to the upliftment of music and Liberia as a whole, and the portrayal of a musical ambassador and prolific artist representing Liberia and the Liberian people to the world. We thank you and we love you. We appreciate you and we want to thank you again for coming. And we want to ask you again to please come back when you drop the new album and make sure you send us the first copy that we start spinning it right here on Radio Talk 101.3. And before you get out of here, if you want to say something to your fans and friends and family out there, you can go ahead.
Well, I just want to send a shout out to all my fans out there. You know, thanks for supporting me throughout the years. You know, through the ups and downs. You know, you guys have been there. You are the reason why you know we are doing what we're doing. You know, so I just want to say thanks. You know, to you, Bismarck, you know, for this opportunity. You know, being on your radio tonight. You know, to my management team, Next Vision Entertainment. You know, Rising Gate Studio. To my boy Eldrick, you know, one of my producers up in Charlotte, Slinging Beats, you know, Records. And also, not forgetting Prince Sherman of Philadelphia, you know, another producer, you know. You got G-Man in Philadelphia also, you know. My boy Just Terrell of the Bull City, you know, in Durham, North Carolina. So I just want to say a shout-out, man, to all my folks, you know, in the Carolinas, you know, United States, and everybody back home in Liberia. You know, LIB, you know, looking for your boy, you know, Black Diamond. I'm coming back, you know, after 14 years, you know, and we're coming with something positive. And I just want to say thanks to you tonight, Bismarck.
All right, much love and much appreciation. And also, once a big ups to the G-Man also up there in Philly. We want to thank you again, Black, and we wish you all the best. And we wish you God's blessing on your tour to Liberia and back. And we'll keep in touch with you when you go to Liberia. We keep in touch with you on the line, you know, and we hope you also keep in touch with us from Liberia. And maybe, you know, during some of your shows in Liberia, we can somehow run it live, you know, through Radio Talk 101.3. So we're going to be following Black Diamond on his tour to Liberia and around the U.S., and we're going to be following his career and to his fans, friends, and family around the world. Hey, Black Diamond, we love you and want to thank you for coming again. Have a blessed evening. Have a blessed career. And make sure you drop us that first copy of the new album and, you know, get back in here for the interview for that new album. Hey, we love you.
I definitely will. Thanks, man. One love from here, man. Thanks. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Have a blessed evening. That was Black Diamond, LIB recording artist, musical ambassador, prolific artist, Black Diamond, on Radio Talk 101.3, talking about his life, music, tour, and projects in the making. Make sure you catch Black Diamond on the internet, MySpace, Facebook, all the necessary pages, you know, to keep up with his itinerary and make sure where he's going, when he's going, and you can, you know, chill him and catch up with his shows, because, hey, I tell you, it's always live when Black Diamond is in the house. You know, LIB recording artists. We love you, Black Diamond. Have a blessed one. Hey, to all the Radio Talk 101.3 friends, fans, and family out there, we love you. We want to thank you for all your support. And that was Black Diamond right here live on Radio Talk 101.3. We're going to have him back the next time when he dropped that new album. He can come in here, and we're going to talk about that new album and what's going on in his life and his music. For now, it's Black Diamond. And we're wishing success on his tour to Liberia and around the world. Let's get into something now by Black Diamond, the song Why Should I Wait? Yeah, it's right here on Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. The song Why Should I Wait? Black Diamond.
I wish that the world could have one understanding. Preachers, politicians, and ministers. Make the world a better place for the children. This one is for Black Diamond.
Say Lord, say Jah. Say Lord, hey Allah. Say Lord, say Jah. Say Lord, hey Allah. This world is so evil, going astray. One man won't see it all. Don't care about next in line. All they want to do is live for themselves. Give a dizzy Lord our daily bread. Send down your rain, your holy rain. Let your people drink so that we can live. Send them
Recording artist, musical ambassador Black Diamond with the song Why Should I Wait? Yeah, we have Black Diamond right here on Radio Talk 101.3 Live with Bismarck, your host, talking about his life, music, his career, tours, and projects in the making. Yeah, keep that dial tuned into Radio Talk 101.3, and we're going to have him back. We're going to have him back the next time when he dropped a new album. So make sure you follow us, and we're going to keep you abreast about the latest information out there about LIB recording artists and musical ambassadors. You're listening to your favorite station, Radio Talk 101.3. You're listening to your host, Bismarck. Let's get into something now by LIB recording artist Sugar Vaughn, the song We Are LIB. Hold on for a minute. Let's get back into that song. LIB recording artist, Sugar Phone. We are LIB.
Hey.
Don't know if the LIB funk.
If you check the records, you find out that Sugar Vaughn is a
Twice. Baby girl, tickle me once, I tickle you twice, and it goes so nice. destiny. I wouldn't give it up for no material world. I wouldn't trade it for no sexy girl. Back to the front, hit me on the blunt. It's time to exercise, I wanna see you jump. Jump, jump. Loosen up, come on now, have some fun. Excuse me while I sit on my rum.
Something now by M.I.L. Made in Liberia. The song, Thankful for Your Love. Yeah. Radio Talk.
P.O.T. Amos team set the style of the teller and the carrots on the chain. Be guessed by the set, now we are not the same. I grew up up a vita, you probably are over team. Everywhere I go, since 12 years old, I've been stepping to the crowd and ripping the whole show. Olympics, the beaches, charging for features. And then around the globe and my number still working. Pushing on the low, big D, got it snowing. I'm a don't tell, my manager got me touring. Ask me in Japan, the poppy bottles still pouring. Ladies gon' drink, my pukas are buying wine into my song. So these better than high, it's supposed to be done, you bleed for. Time to come for you to see what it's for. Too far, boy, you're the Lord is my shepherd. You don't wanna dance with the devil.
You know I'm nothing without you.
Iraqi, but they won't juice me. Hall won't force me. I like Alaji. Bright lights and smiling, bro. Slaps are flashy. Get that twice, make it twice for my jury. Chance jealous, I'm gonna be running to see and to soon. Now they be dipping water, rich and boy, for boy and say, do. Maybe I like hero and I'm prison. Let's get people, you focus, but I can see what I thought. Umoyaki, no, I big dreams for real. Bitch, means I regal. Home theater, assistant, I'm surrounded. Watch your feet, that cheaper, I call him Momo. Big ball, the blue, but you feel like it, or you so so. Shout out, Benny, you move, you crazy, you turn the boy. International, you local. Call me your boy, I told you, I ain't sound, yummy school, so you know. Put it down on the ramps, I see. Only picking to do it better, they play for a solo play, I know what
you
Vicky, you Ale, you too Abu. Running around and playing my baby, baby, call you Katu. I scrap it out your chamu. You thinking that she's there when she killing my show. She don't blow my belly in the bathroom. But I keep it moving, cause I'm allergic to groupies. Them white girls got cooties. I lead them with a body, yo. 100 times a day, my records featuring on the radio. My first LP, digitally master for your stereo. Call it conflict or stereo. Bogo, we coco jolo. My stash and my label with it. All inside her rock, I pull her. You're still making demos, cause they ain't get the memo. I hop out the limo. My fans screaming hello.
Thankful for your love. You are nothing without you. Forever.
was a Liberia recording artist, M.I.L., Made in Liberia, with a song, Thankful for Your Love. Let's get into something now by a Liberia recording artist, infamous TK, Mr. Liberia. The song, Repping, Liberia.
I'm
Ghanaian recording artist Kobe Maxwell featuring LIB recording artist Chris DeShiel on the song Do It. Yeah, that was the soundtrack for the movie Paparazzi. You've been listening to the program Let's Talk right here on Radio Talk 101.3 with your host Bismarck. And we've been coming to you since 10 o'clock this evening. We brought you the interview with LIB, recording artist, musical ambassador, prolific artist, Black Diamond, talking about his life, music career, tours, and projects. And we've been playing you songs from Liberia, Africa, and the world. And you've been listening to your host, Bismarck, right here this Friday evening on Radio Talk 101.3. TGIF, TGIF, thank God it's Friday. Hey, we love you out there to all our Radio Talk 101.3 friends, fans, and family around the world. We want to say we love you and want to thank you for all your love and support you've given us and you're still giving us. It's Friday night. We know you're going out there to have some fun, or if you're going out there to work or coming in, hey, make sure you drive safely. You know, don't drink and drive. Don't text and drive. Hey, make sure you buckle up. And remember, Jesus loves you. And we love you here from Radio Talk 101.3. And it's always fun and love bringing you these programs every Friday and Saturday live from Radio Talk 101.3. With your host, Bismarck. Make sure you join us same time, same station. Make sure you join us tomorrow night, same time, same station, same host, Bismarck. Hey, have a blessed evening. Have a wonderful Friday evening. And remember, Jesus loves you. We love you. Hey, be safe out there. And it's Bismarck out here, Radio Talk 101.3.
You're tuned in to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Bismarck is on the radio right now.
Yeah, we're going to be getting out of here with something by Andy Killer Boy all the way from Chile, South America. The song, 35 Degrees, De Calor y Mio.
Despertar el calor de la mujer, la vida, a una leyenda urbana. La mano peligrosa, mami.
Go! give me more.
Hermano peligro,
hermano peligro, hermano comandante, en la fiesta estamos con.
Hermano peligro,
hermano peligro, en la fiesta estamos con. Give me more.
Hermano peligro.
Yeah, this is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. We love you. We love you out there. Have a blessed evening and be safe out there. Yeah. Hey, have a good one. This is Bismarck right here on Radio Talk 101.3. Better tell you about John Bliss from South Africa. Hey, have a blessed evening. Peace. This is Bismarck.
Gonna lose my God. I'm tired of living hard, I'm tired of living hard. Every day situation getting bad. I'm tired of looking up, I'm tired of looking down. I'm never gonna lose my God.
I'm in a stress up for the race. Come in a stress up guy. I'm not gonna leave this trap to we die.
Come friend, come down. I'm a step in the mass come. I know the downside of this demo song. It don't begin to sound like a broken record. But we got to stay positive, strong like lions.
So I'm education is the key, why not make it cheap? So the poor can also pay it. That's why the country always increase. I wonder if I'm gonna have peace. So I'm praying.
Yeah.
101.3. Bismarck will holler at you later. Peace.